The fact that people were unable to actually prevent him for nearly 10 years until he did get a little bit ahead of the cycle by filming himself lethally injecting Thomas Yoke and then immediately running to 60 Minutes with the video to play on the television, and people finally saw, wait a minute, this isn't about suffering, it's about Kevorkian. But until then, he had basically created for himself, by several juries refusing to convict him of what he had clearly done, a license to assist suicides. And he showed that, I think, in today's society, there is a practical unwillingness often to actually stand up for principles in the face of intense emotional narratives. The emotional narrative is the driver of society today, not principle, not right and wrong, not even law, emotion. And Jack Kevorkian caught that, and he ran with it, and I think he pushed it along further than it might otherwise have gone.